Our next guest, our first guest, I guess, would be, is an accomplished angler. She, that kind of gives it away, is an ambassador for Keep Canada Fishing, an instructor at the OFAH in the Women's Outdoor Weekend program, and writes for a number of outdoor publications. She is the founder of Fishing 101 for Women. Welcome to the program again, Yvonne Brown. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm wonderful. Great news.
I thought you'd be beaming, a little excited this morning. There's some great news that I read about yesterday.
Yeah, very exciting for me. I mean, nice to hear some good positive stuff amid, you know, what we're dealing with for the last few months. So I didn't kind of make it public yet, but I did, you know, reach out to some of the people who have helped me out over the last few years and were very supportive, especially in the beginning when I wasn't sure what I was doing. And so I just wanted to, you know, reach out to a number of key people like yourself that have helped and let people know.
Did you, Yvonne, let's be honest. Let's be perfectly frank. You know, when you first started, I remember when you first talked about doing this, the very first season that you started this whole movement, did you ever dream, I mean, in your wildest dreams, that you would be, you know, achieving the level that you have? You're in the a Canadian Angler Hall of Fame. You won the Rick Amesbury Award of Excellence. You've been now voted by the Canadian Sport Fishing Industry Association. You've been given their President's Award. I mean, it just goes on and on. Did you ever dream? Did you aspire to any of this? I guess is what I'm asking.
No. I mean, I only got back into fishing, I'm going to say it's 11, 12 years ago now. And basically, I just wanted to learn everything about the sport so I could go out and be independent. And then as my interest grew and I met other women, I thought, wow, there's a real niche out there that wants to learn from other women. So my focus was really just getting more women and children involved with the sport and really focus on beginners. And then it's just evolved into, you know, women of all fishing experiences and providing mentorship and support. And then, you know, getting involved with trade shows and sponsors. And, yeah, I never dreamed that, you know, I would be where I am now.
I have to be perfectly honest with you, and I know I'm probably going to offend some people with this next comment, but I'm no stranger to doing that, so it doesn't really concern me a whole lot. But I do have to tell you this. One of the things that I admire about you right from day one, right from the very beginning of your career, you didn't try and make fishing pink. And I don't mean that as negative as it sounds, okay? But you were one of the female up-and-comers that didn't just think, well, geez, all we have to do is paint everything pink and it'll be good for women. You never took that approach. And that's what I admire about you and the way that you came up in this industry is that you built it from the ground up. And and that's I think it's a testament to how far you've gone in it, too, because all of the others, and there have been plenty of them, in my opinion, the ones that thought pink was the only way to do this have failed. And you have risen above, and that's fantastic. And it's a testament to your thinking, your hard work, which is, I know, that's basically, those are the foundations that you laid to build your career. It's all based on hard work. Nobody works harder in this industry than you do. So hats off to you. Great job, man.
Well, thanks very much for all of that. Regarding the pink thing, I don't want to say I'm anti-pink, but I don't encourage women to purchase equipment just because it's got pink or baby blue on it. I've had salesmen and retailers try to sell me pink equipment, and I think it's a bit insulting because.
Yes.
I think, you know, what makes you think because you put a particular color on a rod that's going to make me want to buy it? And I found, too, because I've tried them out just out of curiosity, the quality isn't in those products either.
No.
Like, you're going to spend the same amount of money on a decent rod and reel setup as you would this, you know, pink or blue one, and the quality is far better. So
sure.
I think sometimes it's just, you know, it's obviously to lure people in. And I understand, like, for young girls, you know, children and stuff, absolutely, you know, get them a Barbie rod if that's really, what they're really into. But there comes a point where, you know, you have to understand that it's quality over, you know, this. To me, it's a little bit gimmicky.
Yeah. Yeah. I and that's the first thing I noticed about you. And that's why you've managed to make a career out of it, because you did it the right way. So hats off to you. I have to ask you quickly, when that phone call came from Mike Melnick from the Canadian Sport Fishing Industry Association, how did you think it was a prank?
No, it was funny because I've attended their AGM for, I'm going to say at least, say, 6 years. And this year, because of work, I wasn't able to attend. And he had sent out the invite. I said, oh, you know, I'll see you at the show, but I can't go to the meeting. And a few days later, he phones and he says, well, I have to let the cat out of the bag. We needed you there because you're going to receive this President's Award. And he actually called my husband first and said, how are we going to get her here? Or is she could she put together a video or whatever? So, yeah, it was very, very exciting. Again, never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd ever receive that type of recognition, but very proud to do so and very proud of being a National Fishing Week ambassador and working with the Keep Canada Fishing Initiative. It's a great it's a great initiative, and now the government of Ontario has extended our license-free fishing days. Nice. So now we have 2 weeks from today to July 19th to fish license-free. So it's a great opportunity to get new people involved with the sport.
It certainly is, and you are absolutely knocking it out of the park. Keep up the great work, Yvonne. Congratulations once again. We're thrilled to death for you, and come on back and let us know how things progress throughout the summer.
Okay. Thanks very much, Angelo. I appreciate everything you've done.
Our pleasure. By the way, if you want to check her out, go to OntarioWomenAnglers.ca, OntarioWomenAnglers.ca. Yvonne Brown is her name. Thanks, Yvonne. More journal after this, such dare go away.